Good Monday, one and all. I'm Alan Lytle, WUKY News. It is a Monday, and that means we get a chance to talk business with the editor-in-chief of Business Lexington. His name is Eric Carlson, and he joins us via the phone today. Good day to you.
Good day, Alan.
All right, so the first item on our agenda is this business with Lexmark and their bidding war for a Swedish software company. What do you know about that?
Well, it's escalated again since this morning. It was announced earlier on this morning that Lexmark, who has been trying to purchase Readsoft, the Swedish software outfit, since May, has made their now third offer for the company. The first offer was $182 million. It stepped up a month later to $194 million after the British subsidiary of an Ohio company made a move to purchase Readsoft as well. So in June, they increased their offer to $192 million. And this morning, Lexmark announced that they had upped it to $224 million. I talked to Lexmark CEO and Chairman Paul Ruck this morning, who feels that this offer will be solid and be able to go through and complete the sale. One of the caveats of the $194 million offer of last month was that it required a 90% acceptance of the Readsoft shareholders. The only problem with that was Hyland announced last week that it owned more than 10% of the shares, therefore negating the offer. So Lexmark has stepped up again with an equivalent of 50 Swedish krona per share for the A and B stock of Readsoft, and they feel that this is going to be enough to go through. And you know, that's in comparison for the B stock was 18 Swedish krona a share back in May before it was announced that Lexmark was looking to purchase them. So anyone that held that type of stock should be doing pretty well now with Lexmark offering 50.
Lexmark is not used to doing it this way, are they? This is kind of uncharted territory for Lexmark.
Yeah, this is the first time they've ever tried to purchase a publicly held company. All their previous purchases, which there have been a lot of since 2010 when they initially purchased Perceptive Software and have continued growing as a software company, trying to turn Lexmark from a printer company to a document solutions company, all of those purchases have been privately held companies, including five that they bought last year. This one is the first one that's on a stock exchange, which creates different issues, and they're definitely seeing that firsthand at this point.
And as you know, Eric, from time to time, we have an opportunity to talk about the libation side of Lexington, and you have some updated information on that.
Yeah, Alltech annually holds what they call their Pro-Am Brew-Off, where they invite homebrewers from around Lexington to come to their brewery and make a beer of their choice to be judged in a contest. The brewers bring all their own ingredients except for water and yeast, so that the water and yeast of Alltech can be used to make the winner on a commercial basis. And so it was announced last week that a robust porter brewed by husband and wife team Chad and Mary Shive was the winner of this year's contest and will be released later on this summer around Lexington in central Kentucky at Bars on Tap. And the couple will also be flown in October to Denver for the Great American Beer Festival, which is an annual big beer festing competition where their beer will be judged in the Pro-Am category, where it's a mixture of professional brewers, in this case the Alltech Lexington Brewing and Distilling Company, and amateurs, the Shives, to see how they end up stacking up in the category and hopefully bring home a prize.
What accounts for the popularity of craft beers and craft brews in Lexington?
Well, it's something that's been a trend much, much more than in Lexington. Anytime I go to a different city, you see beer taps and signs that are completely unique to the area. And I think Lexington is riding a wave that we're seeing all around of small companies and groups getting together and deciding to make their own craft beers. And it seems to be filling a market of the consumer that is looking for something more than the standard beers that you would have been able to purchase even 5-6 years ago. You know, so while something like a West 6 or Alltech isn't of great concern to someone like InBev, who owns Budweiser or Miller Coors, the concern is that a million of those around the country is a concern to those larger beer companies, because the share isn't being lost to one brewer, it's being lost to a bevy of them.
All right, our time is gone for this week. I want to thank you, Eric Carlson, editor-in-chief of Business Lexington. Have a wonderful week ahead.
You do the same, Alan.